This is Off the Beaten Track, your guide to hidden history. I'm Julian Doncaster, and I'm speaking to you from Derbyshire in the English Midlands. This edition of Off the Beaten Track, I'm talking about the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in Charing in Kent, in the southeast of England. This is between junctions 8 and 9 on the M20, and you nearly go past the door when you travel between London and the English Channel. The first time I went to Charing, I thought it was a backwater, a quiet village in the middle of the Kent countryside. Then I stopped and had a think. There's an old Archbishop's Palace next door to the church, and you may have seen it on the BBC series Restoration. Important people stayed there. Henry VIII did, so did Henry VII. Charing's also on the old Pilgrim's Way from Winchester to Canterbury, and back in medieval times that was a major highway. Charing is the last stop before the pilgrims reach the shrine of St. Thomas of Becket in Canterbury. Even today, the motorway from London is 2 miles away, and there's a regular service on the main line. So, not quite a backwater. Charing has been just off the motorway for 1,000 years. The main square in Charing is actually a triangle. Walk down a narrow street and you come to the site of the palace that used to belong to the Archbishop of Canterbury. This was a bed and breakfast stop when they were travelling. There's an archway and some buildings, but it's now all attached to a farm. Walk into the churchyard. In spring it's dominated by beech trees coming into leaf. In winter it feels quite gaunt. St. Peter and St. Paul is a large church, although quite small to be next to an archbishop's palace. In the church you can see windows from several different periods, so you can see how the architecture of English churches developed in medieval times. Go inside, and you can find a set of carved bench ends. Sometimes in churches you find a design known as a green man, which some people think has roots in pagan times. Charing Church doesn't have simple green men, it has a green cat. Perhaps someone listening knows why. Under the church tower you can see a clock, which is as old as the United States of America, 250 years. For me though, pride of place goes to a small stained glass panel showing St. Francis surrounded by birds. If you visit Charing, have a look and see if you can find this. It's quite small. Charing itself is a small village with perhaps 2,000 people, but it's a good place to break your journey when you're travelling from London to the Channel Tunnel, and it has an excellent pub where you can buy lunch. The church is usually open during the day. St. Peter and St. Paul's Church in Charing is between junctions 8 and 9 on the M20, about 4 miles from Ashford in Kent. Charing has a regular train service from London's Charing Cross Station. The grid reference of Charing Church is TQ954493, and Charing is a long day's walk, that's about 17 miles, from Kent along the Pilgrim's Way long distance path. This edition of Off the Beaten Track was brought to you by bestchurches.org.uk. I'm Julian Doncaster, leaving you with Almond Joy by John Williams. Remember, hidden history is always closer than you think. The web space for this podcast was kindly provided by thepicturepost.co.uk, and our music is supplied by magnitude.com under Creative Commons license.